Blog Talk Radio.
Monday night the 8th, I'm going to be with you for an hour, and hopefully we will get some calls so people call in. The number is 347-850-8721, and I am sad, people, I am so sad that someone's leaving me. I mean, I know someone is not really leaving me. My God, I feel like summer is going bye-bye and there's nothing I can do about it. Okay, so I will stop my own ramble because I have a call. But I will go back on my ramble if I need to. We only on for 58 more minutes because I have to wake up early tomorrow. So, okay, I'm going to bring on my first guest of the evening. Oh, this is Daytime After Dark. The program is designed creatively by me. And we talk about the American soaps, the American primetime soaps, country music, anything you want to know, anything that scared you. Just call in and ask. So, oh, and the number again is 347-850-8721. Hi, how are you doing? Christy?
Yeah, hey, I'm here. I didn't know if you were talking to me or someone else.
No, I'm talking to you. You're the only one on this switchboard right now. My caller is late calling in.
Oh, really? What's she doing?
I have no idea. If she forgets about me, yeah, that's going to be it, yeah. I wanted to make a little announcement that I have the list of primetime shows that are coming back just for people to know and people can get in their little heads. Dancing with the Stars comes back the week of the 20th. Glee comes back the 21st at 8 o'clock, people. We are having Glee nights around here. Thursday night, my favorite night of the week. September 23rd, I'm gonna love Grace and Private Practice is coming back. Sunday nights are also my night. Extreme Makeover and Brother and Sister are coming back for 26th. Yeah, people, if you wanna know any other shows, just give me a call. Because I have the fall scheduled right in front of me.
Awesome.
Okay, so how are you? I have you slept 18 hours again?
No, I slept, well, maybe close to that, actually. Yeah, I was bad. I slept from, like, 1 a.m. until I couldn't get up because if I have nothing to do, I will not get up. So I'm not like a normal person who has a job, unfortunately, right now. So I just kind of get up when I want to. And today that was 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So I slept for 14 hours.
Oh, cool. I'm very proud of you.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
So, I was going to play you guys a song really quick, because I want to print something out. And then hopefully we might get other calls in if people are going to be nice to me. So tonight I'm in this Lady Annabella mood. You guys should just go with me because I don't know. Yeah, I Need You Now is like this thing in my head, and I have this video in my head for Jason and Liz on Need You Now. I mean, I have this video. I mean, I don't know how.
Need You Now videos about Jason and Liz on YouTube. Have you seen those?
Yeah,
I think one or two of them.
But my video to me is like hollow and sexy, and yeah, this whenever I hear it, I can hear it playing in my head, even the video playing in my head. So I'm going to play that, then I will bring everyone else on, and then we can talk about what's going on Prime Time and all the other shows.
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, well, we don't have to now. Okay.
we can anyway. Need a pee break.
Do you need a pee break?
No, I'm good. I was just joking.
Okay. Hello, you on the air with us?
Hello?
Okay, you know what? Did you get my little text
message? Sorry, I called in a little bit. It's not that late, but, you know.
I know.
Gary decided to call in. Woo!
Yeah.
No. I am very proud of her for calling in because there could be, like, a big reason why she wouldn't be calling in tonight, but I'm not going to get okay, I'm going to be good now. I'm going to be good. This is like how I'm
why I love
so
you.
Good
You're
on
crazy,
you.
Funny.
Okay, I was good on your show last night. You need to give me some.
You were very good on my show last night.
And I was
perhaps
listening.
For
I
that
was
one.
Actually listening, but I was just a listener last night. So
I know Carly was just dying to say something like every 10 seconds, but she had a refrain.
I didn't agree with a lot of this stuff, but you know.
I just want to make it up to other to my listeners. I don't think Jason and Sunny are hitmen, and I don't think they are bad people for killing people. They only kill people that necessarily need to die. Because if it was up to Jason, he would kill you. Rick, years ago, he would have killed Lucky, like, sooner than later. And, you know, for him not killing Rick, because if that was Sonny's brother, come on, that showed a lot of restraint, believe me. Oh, we have another call. Okay.
Woohoo!
Let's be on that.
Hi,
Hello?
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 Oh, hey, Shirley.
Hey!
How you doing? Shirley? How are you ladies doing tonight?
We're doing good. We only have an hour or so tonight because I have an appointment early in the morning, which I'm not looking forward to getting up that early. And Terry has to get up early, too, because she has to go back to work tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't know why you're laughing, but because I know. I guess it's because I go to bed late now. I have to start going to bed early now, so. Because of summer school. Because summer's over now, so I officially got to go back to starting work tomorrow, so.
I am bummed about, you know, summer ending because we got a couple of heat waves every now and then, but. Today officially made me sad, you guys, because I looked out my window and it was rainy and drizzling and we had a thunderstorm. And I'm thinking, you know, can we save this for like a couple more weeks or a couple more years or whatever? Oh, Bridget's on the line. Yay! Hi, Bridget.
Hello, ladies.
How you doing?
Hello.
Well, now that I can actually get on Blog Talk again, I'm doing fabulous.
Hey, you guys, you know, there's actually now Blackie's going to get involved in that Irish that he's going to be.
I know.
And you know the funny thing is he's going to bring in danger. He's going to he's going to be undercover as the Irish Ronin guy. He's like a, I guess he's a terrorist or something. And so, and
can
I'm
you really
thinking,
picture him as being someone lethal?
You know, well, no, not evil, but I mean, he's supposed to go on. He's supposed,
no, lethal. I said lethal.
The Interpol is supposed to like offer him like a job to go undercover as the Russian. I don't know if he's
the Balkan,
the Balkan or whatever.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was reading
good guy,
that.
But
I thought Lucky's
going to be involved in a dangerous situation, and that's going to be danger into the life of his wife, Elizabeth and Jake. So. It's like hypocritical.
Well,
it's
he brought in danger with the Russians before with him.
Yeah, I know, but I
mean,
Lucky's been getting antsy. Did you see when he went to Lulu, talk to her about, because I guess Johnny had offered him, like, to go work with him, and he was even considering it, and I'm sitting there thinking, okay, how come these writers can write, I don't know, I mean, Lucky's considering it.
Okay.
Danger, danger, Lucky. Wasn't that the whole purpose of Jason staying away from Liz and Jacob because of the danger mess?
Exactly.
But I'm just going to different because Lucky's a cop and it's not.
Oh, come on.
You know,
hey, don't you know that?
Yes.
okay, I just want to say that.
He's not Jason. You know?
Yeah.
He's not like that.
Okay. I'm
being sarcastic.
I know, but I wouldn't think there was something wrong with me because when I saw EJ just shot, I found myself, I don't know what was wrong with me that day, but I found myself rewinding it and saying yay. I'm like, yay! I don't know why I did that, you guys. I was just, like, this calmness came over me, people, and I thought, good. He deserves to be getting sauced. I have found any easy lover around here, but, you know, I saw him when Stefano found him. I'm like, okay, Stefano, stop your fake crying. You kind of, you know, you kind of helped doing this with easy other. So, you know, don't cry. You kind of brought up this crazy kid with the crazy mother. So, Stefano, do not waste your tears on me because of the fact that, you know, I was happy that Eze got shot.
Let me ask you something. Did Sammy actually do it because she's acting she didn't do anything, or is this a nightmare, or what are they going to, what are the writers coming up with? Because,
you know what, well, okay.
No, she actually shot him because
I know, I mean, I saw her do that. I saw her do that. But do you think it'll be like one of these tricky things where, yeah, we actually saw her do that, but she was actually doing that in a nightmare, and someone else really shot him? You know, that's what I'm trying to figure out, because she's acting like she has, either she blocked it out of her memory, because she acting like she didn't do anything, you know, and I cracked up when in his
In Sammy fashion, you can tell she's guilty just by how she acts. Just like when Bo asked her, well, you can tell when Sam is guilty. You can see it right on her face. But with, I think somebody else is going to try and kill him because the promos is racist.
Uh-huh. Yeah, somebody's trying to smother
him. And Will and a bunch of others in the picture. So I'm wondering if he ends up dead anyway. Somebody's going to pull the plug or something.
You know what? Yeah, because I rewound that promo because I'm like, wait. And my bet is Rafe is going to get somehow mad as hell about this, and he's going to either him or Will. Because I don't see Stefano actually pulling a trigger on his own son. That would have sucked. That would suck the hell out of me about.
No.
And you know what? I mean, part of me feels sorry for Kate because, you know, Kate and I have been honest for months and months and months about this. And even though I'm not Kate's biggest fan all the time, I'm thinking, okay, Kate did not, you know about this for months on end. She just found out, like, last week or the week before, right?
Yeah, not really,
because Kate knew when this before the with the tape and everything. Though she knew.
Okay.
She's known. She's got a secret about Stefano's newest son.
Right.
But she knew about EJ and all that crap.
Oh, okay. And
she didn't know it I don't think she knew it that long, Bridget. I mean, you know. I don't think she knew it that long.
Yeah, I don't think
she kept asking Stefano. She kept asking him, you know, what's up, you know, and
because she knew Stefano knew that EJ did it.
I
don't think she knew anything about Anna or what he's done to Anna and all that stuff. But she knew that he knew EJ.
Right.
EJ did it before the taping and all that. But I don't think she knew the whole story.
Right. I just want to get off the topic just for 1 second and ask you girls, have you seen this promo about It's Raining Men? And let me ask you this. Is Jason / Steve, is he standing there in front of this naked girl and she's disrobing herself? I had to look at that because there are two. One is a longer one and one is a shorter one. And on the longer one, I said, I know Steve Burton didn't. I mean, I know he had trouble taking off his shirt, but I cannot believe that he's standing in front of this chick. And she has her back to the camera. She has dark hair, and her hair is up. And she's disrobing, and he's standing there with his shirt hanging off of him. And I said, well, maybe it's my eyes. Do I have to wash my glasses or Yeah, I had to look. I said, let me ask the girls, have you seen the promo?
Okay, did you say that? Of course, I went to YouTube right now because I wanted to see it, but it's Raining Men by the
that song, you know. It's Raining Men, Hallelujah. And they got all the hunks from
AMC, OTL,
and
General Hospital.
The hunks, right,
and they've got Dante and Jason and Patrick. Uh-huh.
And
Ryan loves taking his shirt off. He'll take it off for that boy.
He has a great body, though.
He does.
You guys, in Boba Canyon is in it, too, and Sunny and Brenna is in it, too.
Yep.
But I just want to know, have you seen the one, was that Jason or Slash?
Oh, my God.
Standing in front of, I swear. And every time it comes on, you know, I'm not in the room, and I have to run back in here and see. And I said, that's Steve. I said, he's standing in front of this chick, and she's disrobing, and you don't know who the woman is. But he's got his shirt hanging off, and this chick is standing there disrobing. I said, I said, what? So this is probably from some upcoming something. I said, I can't believe Steve went that far. I can't believe he did that. I will be totally shocked if I can see some other guys doing it. But
I think it's just an ad, Shirley, because it's got Patrick and Rob and Kissin too. I think it's just an ad for the men of ABC.
Yeah,
I think it's coming up.
But then even if it's not, the chick is standing there and she's disrobing. And apparently she doesn't have on any bra because you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's got to be spam because it's with their current pairing.
Yes.
Because Dante with Hulu and Patrick with Robin and Ryan and Greenlee. Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying I don't even care at this point who's it with, but I'm just amazed that he would do that. You know, and he'd get into that, you know, that whole thing. Oh well.
But all I wanna say is God Reeves, Garweave, you are looking mighty fine in this video.
I
wow.
love Steve, but he's getting way too big. I mean,
he needs to quit for a while. Yeah, he did that once before, and he had that scene in the steam room at Carly, and he was really big. He had
And then he's way bigger now than he was even then. I mean, just look at him in that tux. It looks like that tux is too small for him. That's how big he is.
Yeah.
To me.
And you know what? I'm going to do my little complaining of this video. They left my hung out, Spinelli. They left Spinelli out of this video with, you know, in my opinion, it's not nice. But, oh, my God, Ryan Leiby. Oh, my. Okay, camera mouth, listen.
He
I might have
hot.
A little crush on you. Oh my. Yeah, okay. I gotta stop watching this video. Okay. Okay.
Pull your tongue in, Carly. It's okay. Quit drooling. Off the keyboard.
Wow.
Step away from the video. Turn it off before you have
Carrie?
A heart attack.
Right.
Yes. Carrie?
Yes.
You need to watch this video.
Well, I don't know where it's at. I'm.
Isn't it off the Snowpack? Wasn't it off
Maybe
the
you can pull it up on YouTube. You know, it's called Raining Men. In fact, the heavy set girl, is she supposed to be coming back to One Life or Live or something? I said, what is she doing back here?
She's been in the group with Cassie DePaiva and
she does a lot of singing stuff with them.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's got a gorgeous voice.
Oh, yeah, she can sing.
She does. She really does.
I've heard her. I know. But that thing with Steve, I said, oh, shit. That sort of took me back. I said, well, maybe it really wasn't him, you know. But I said, why did he have to go that route? He could have been kissing somebody, but he's standing there and the chick's taking off her freaking clothes. I said, whoa, okay, Steve.
You know what? On General Hospital, I couldn't stand what Sam said about, Jason said about Sam today, because Spinelli is getting so into Brenda now. He's getting so, like, enthralled with her, and Jason's like, I forgot what the conversation was, but he was comparing, like, Sam is nowhere like Brenda. She basically was saying that she gets him and all that, and he was saying that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I wanted to puke. I'm sitting there thinking, it's as if they're writing as if Jason and Liz never even existed for, you know. I think Liz is the only one that truly, really got him.
Yeah, we can all agree on that because,
would have done
you know.
Like Sam did. She never would have betrayed him. She never would, even like with Robin, she never would have given up a secret, you know. She doesn't seem the type that would go tell a secret, like, about Michael or whatever. So, you know, and she's the only one that's never hurt him. You know, Robin.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Robin, Courtney hurt him by not telling him that she was pregnant and she lost the baby, you know, I think Sam hurt him the most of all.
They just swept that under the carpet.
I know.
Things like that happen. But I'm going to tell you, I've been watching it for a couple of days. I don't watch the whole show. I watched certain scenes. I was interested as to how Sunny and Brenda, they were going to be together. And I know, I've always loved their chemistry. Out of all his women, they are the most romantic and passionate couple.
The scene today,
in my opinion, but I'm gonna tell you something. These writers, they are getting ridiculous with these freaking men on this show. They make every woman. I mean, when she made that statement that she was gonna give up her life to be with him, I say, why do they feel they have to do that for a man? What is all of that about?
And then he's telling her
what went down and why he's there, you know, because he shot
Johnny, and then he said that he even shot his son, you know, and point blank, and he didn't have any weapon. And so she's still finding excuses for him. She's saying to him, well, that must have been awful for you. I said, awful for him. Think about Dante, who he shot. Do you think that was a walk in the park? I mean, making excuses. All these women, they just seem like,
it seems like it's, yeah, I know, I get where you're coming from. And
Christy, you back on mail.
Yeah, I dropped my phone like 10 minutes ago, and I called back in.
When you, but you didn't break it, right?
Oh, no, I drop my phone all the time.
But you know,
it's fine.
So these past couple of days, I've been seeing a lot of flags, you know, red flags. I don't know. I mean, just
yep.
because of the whole lucky thing, I mean, I feel that he's going to be bringing the danger into Elizabeth's life and with their child. And I have been seeing, on the show myself, because I have been being on guard with General Hospital, and I haven't really, but, Lucky even went to Lulu to say that he misses his old life. He misses when he was with his father, Luke, you know, when they were seeing people that deserved it or whatever, scamming people. And he said he said, I envy, like, Johnny and Sunny or something. And she's like, you're better than them, too. He's like, I don't envy their jobs, what they do. I think he liked the risk that they take. I think that's what he meant. And he missed the risks and everything. And
yeah.
I'm thinking, wait a minute.
I see something that comes with that. Cause I told Carly this. And I just came up with this, like, randomly at Bible study of all places. I'm like, randomly, like, my mind goes elsewhere. And I wrote this down. And it was kind of like an epiphany for me. And about General Hospital and the whole
okay,
versus Elizabeth and who is better for Jason and blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Is it one or a bad one?
Well, I think it's a good epiphany. Like, I think it's really a good thought. And
okay,
it has a lot to do with why people think Sam is better for Jason than Elizabeth is.
Okay.
And this is the conclusion that I make, that Sam, quote, unquote, is the safer choice for Jason because she is better suited for his lifestyle because she's been around and she's been a con woman and this and that. And she better knows how to, handle a gun or whatever. And Elizabeth would be, quote-unquote, the dangerous choice for Jason because she is kids and is not grown up with this type of lifestyle, so it takes more of a struggle for them to be together. And it goes along with the whole, well, she said to him, like, in 2006, even before they slept together, was, well, love shouldn't be safe. And it's not, quote-unquote, safe with them because it's so much more dangerous for them to be together because she has kids and all this and that. So it's the easy choice. Basically, I think the writers are taking the easy choice with Sam and Jason because Sam's the easy choice for him. You know, he doesn't have to worry about protecting any kids she has because she doesn't have any kids and she's not going to have any kids, supposedly. And supposedly, unless it's a miracle baby, which, God forbid, I hope not.
God.
And, you know, that's just kind of what I thought, that, quote-unquote, Sam is the safer choice, and it's the easier choice for Jason because he doesn't have to worry about all this dangerous stuff. My life is too dangerous. That's not an excuse with Sam because she loves the danger, supposedly.
Yeah.
But they don't give Elizabeth enough of a chance. They don't write her character the way they could.
Yeah.
So we get the whole, oh, Elizabeth's too much of an angel. She can't handle his lifestyle, blah, 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 because she hasn't been given a chance to. So she's, quote, unquote, the dangerous choice for Jason. So that was my whole thing.
Wow, yeah. And
actually, that's good because that kind of does sum it up. Basically, it is because Sam is an easy choice. She doesn't have any baggage, so to speak, you know, with kids or whatever. So.
She's just easy, period. I mean,
she's an easy choice.
I love
He has pulled the danger shit on Sam, though, too, when she got shot. So, I mean.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, he has pulled that. Oh, it's too dangerous for us to be together. Well, that didn't last very long.
Got shot. Yeah.
Yeah, Bridget, I loved what you said in the room, though. It made me laugh.
She is easy. She's an easy. Yeah. She's a con. She's easy. I mean.
We're supposed to forget all about that, what she's done in the past, though. So I guess that's
you know, it. Yeah, and we
look at her today when she was eavesdropping, listening to their conversation.
I
mean, how pathetic is that when you have to eavesdrop on...
I know.
And it's not the first time she's done it. She's done it quite a few times.
Exactly.
Her insecurities are just beginning now. Her insecurity. Yep. I can't wait till Brendan comes back to Port Charles.
Oh, me neither.
Me neither. Before I forget to say anything to anyone, because my mind is gone tonight, but I guess David from AMC is out of there, you guys.
He's dead as a doornail. He's gone.
Yeah.
Who killed him? Because, Ryan can't remember. Because he had that aneurysm in his brain, so he lost the memory.
I don't think it was him. That would be too obvious.
And see, but Madison disappeared. Where did she go? She kind of left.
And you know who else I think could have done it? Because, but no, my money is Kenny wasn't anywhere around there, too. And then I was thinking about Crystal. Because Krista, you know, had this bad blood with David. I mean, they were together.
She was with that Palmer's nephew, though.
Oh, okay.
Caleb.
Madison kind of disappeared.
It wasn't her.
She wasn't in there getting interrogated either. She was gone.
Who knows?
So I want to know where she went.
Who knows?
And then Colby and them saw him fighting, but... they didn't see the whole thing, so...
Now, that guy, who is this young guy? I've been watching us for past couple...
I have a theory. I think he's Adam's illegitimate son, because
he's somebody in that family, or, you know...
That was supposed to save JR when he was sick, I'm thinking.
Wait, are we talking about Damon or someone else, you guys?
No, the other kid that's hanging out with him now, that saved Colby from falling... I think he's Adam's kid.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the one that Ted found? But then he wouldn't come back, or he didn't find him. He heard about him or something like that during that time that Bushiko was in the hospital.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's him.
Makes you wonder because he's kind of looking around.
He's always around.
He had a picture of Adam. That one day looking at it, and he was kind of poking around the mansion. I'm thinking he's related somewhere.
Yeah, the past couple of days I've been watching it for some reason. But I have to give Ryan Aura its kudos because that was a fantastic show today. Boy, good. So good. I said, see, this is a soap opera. Man, it was so good today.
Okay, you just chat me? I don't want to know everything, but can you tell me if I'm going to be happy or sad? Because as you guys all know, Victoria and Billy are my only couple left of all my couples. And I swear
we have to wait until tomorrow. We have to wait until tomorrow because they only...
You know what? I just hate Victor. So what, Victor? If you don't like Billy, so what? You kids are going to marry who you want, who they love. It's not your decision, Victor. So just get over yourself. At least Nikki is being supportive. At least Nikki, is being, supportive with them, which I think is good.
I'm waiting for Nikki to fall flat on her face because after that girl keeps making those drinks for her.
Oh, man. I want to know what's up with her. I think I don't like her. I think she's.
I don't like her either.
Well, she's putting, she's putting the vodka in these so-called fruit drinks or something. And, honey, she's going to fall in her ass. Yeah, she's going
to. Cherry, what happened to you?
My house phone is low battery, so I thought I'd better get off the phone and
I agree with you about that. I do not trust that person. It's like you get a new one in there and, you know, stuff like that happens. And, is Lily okay or does Lily have, like, the cancer back?
She's in total remission.
Remission,
now. She's in total remission.
Oh, okay.
And what I think stuff is going to come up with Kane and those mobsters who are apping. They'll probably end up in dinner with City sooner or later, you know. But that's good because they got so many good storylines. I just love this show.
Well, look at Philip and Rafe. I think they're going to hook up. Did you see him today, Shirley?
Yeah. I was on the floor. I said, "Well, here goes the next gay storyline."
Yeah.
Here they go.
Oh yeah, that is. Okay, remind me. Okay, watching that gay storyline, and wait, I have nothing against them or anything. Bianca and Reese and now on AMC never caught my eye. Well, I was watching as they were tuned for the last couple of months, which kind of got me on as they were tuned. And let me tell you, yesterday I cried when Oliver, whatever, was pronounced dead. It was like, oh my God. You know, it took the air out of the room for me for a moment, you guys, because it was sad. And here I was, like, crying like an idiot. So, Terry, you can say what you were going to say.
I don't know where they're at. They were in this exhibit the last time I looked. I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. What? What was that you were saying? I'm sorry, I got interrupted. What were you saying?
I don't know. The return. What did you, I mean,
I am so sad that it's going to end, and I've kind of got into the Noah and Luke thing. When I even though Luke was a threat or something, I knew that Noah and Luke were a popular couple, so I've been catching up on their story on YouTube. I never was into the gay storylines at all on soap operas, but Luke and Noah were like, you forget the way they wrote them like a regular couple, you know, with all their angst and whatever, and so you forget that they're actually gay on the show. And I actually...
Let me ask you this. Are they starting to kind of close out, you know, the storylines and end them, you know?
Yeah, they are.
Huh?
I think they're closing out because right now they're in Chris Hughes had a bad heart, and so he needed a heart transplant, and Dr. Oliver Reed was going to a hospital in Bay City because he was going to make them give him that heart, even though they promised them they had a heart ready for them, but then they changed their mind, and Dr. Reed hated that, so he was going to the hospital to get it, to make them give it to him, and that's, you know, and then he was on a train track, and his car stalled, and so he got in an accident, and he died, and he was a match for the heart for Chris. And he made Luke the power of attorney, and he told us that's what he wanted on his deathbed. I think they're ending, they're finally ending these storylines. I think this is the last of the story that they're going to end. I don't know how they're going to end the show, but, they're just wrapping up a lot of things, and I think the last thing is going to be kind of like what Guiding Light did, like in the future type of a thing, you know?
Yeah.
It might be a month in the future or whatever, but supposedly this is going to, I think that the guy that plays Luke Snyder, this is, could be an Emmy performance because he's been doing awesome.
Yeah, I hope so. Christy, we are probably going to have Green Nights on Wednesday because if Green is on Wednesday.
Oh, Christy Glee is coming back on next week. Don't forget.
The 21st.
Is it the 21st, you guys?
The DVD's coming out on Tuesday.
Okay.
And tomorrow night, Vampire Diaries is coming.
Yeah, that's right. Vampire Diaries is coming tomorrow.
And I'm going to be one happy little pussy next week. Because why were you the next week?
The Ava Quest show, or the Vampire Diaries show.
Okay.
Oh, and you're already, like, here. Like, I was like, what? Vampire's already coming back on.
And True Blood season finale is this Sunday.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And next, the 23rd, so it's in 2 weeks. Grace Anatomy and Private Practice is coming back in. I don't know how she did. Grace Anatomy and Private Practice. And then Bridget Brothers and Sister comes back on the 26th. And I'm like, why in the 26th to be now? Because I've been dying for that for the whole summer just to see what would happen. Is there any? It says you guys need to know what day it starts because I have a list of 2010 fall schedules.
Okay.
Any?
I don't know. What's CSI New York? When does that start?
CSI, okay. That is
September.
Yeah, that is next week.
What about The Mentalist?
Okay, I just saw that.
That's the end of the month, too.
The Mentalist is the 23rd at 10 p.m. You know, you guys, on this Thursday night, you guys, this is sort of funny. They have My Generation, Grace Anatomy, Private Practice, The Big Bang Theory, My Dad Says the S-Word, I guess. CSI, the first one, The Mentalist, Bones, and Friends, and Community, Third Rock, The Office, and all come back in that one night.
Okay, so these are just the old shows coming back. What do they say about any of the new shows, and are they going to be, you know, coming on at the
like,
same time as, you know, the... I set out now this show with what's his name, Tom Selleck, is story about the cop. That looks really good. That looks good. I'm gonna want to check that out.
It's called Blood Blonde, and it's 10 o'clock on CBS on Friday the 24th.
Now, when is Hawaii 5-0 coming on?
Oh, okay. That is...
That's on CBS as well, I think.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm looking.
Here's a
I hope it doesn't interfere with any, because, you know, I want to watch some... I said, I got to find me a couple of new shows now, because... You don't see it?
Yeah, well, I have like 5 pages here.
Oh, God. And then while you're at it, check for V.
Oh, Hawaii
5 on
Monday night at 10 o'clock on CBS.
That's Hawaii 5-0?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And when is V coming back?
Okay,
V is on ABC. Is it ABC? Yes.
I think V I was wondering, Shirley, because I haven't seen anything.
It's a mid-season replacement.
Yeah, I think it's a mid-season replacement, Shirley. But yeah.
V?
Yeah.
But they didn't finish it.
Well, no, it's coming back, but it's probably one of those mid-season shows.
Oh, shit. Oh, really? So mid-season?
Oh, my God. people at 2 and 2 coming back.
Oh, man.
Well, isn't there another show that's kind of like V? I can't remember what it's called, but it's kind of like a sci-fi type of show, too, but I can't remember what it's called.
Well, I know one show they brought on, and it was so stupid. I watched it the first. I said, I'm not watching this crap anymore, and that was canceled. Maybe that's what you're talking about.
No, it's a brand new show because they're showing advertisements for it, but I just can't remember what it's called.
The
gal that used to be the doctor on ER and somebody, I can't remember who else. But it's kind of a sci-fi type of thing, too, an Esther. Yeah, but I just don't know what it's called.
Now, the event is supposed to be coming.
Maybe that's what it is.
I think it's on ABC with...
Because I know the one gal is that one, the crippled doctor from ER. She's on it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
that's the event. Is that what's going to be?
I think that's what it is. I think it looks to me like it's kind of a sci-fi type of show.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out what the event is or was, you know. But and then Spartacus, we're going to have to wait now. The prequel for Spartacus starts this September, and then real show starts, it starts 2011. But the prequel starts this September, you know, so I have to check that out and see what that's going to be about.
Christy, is there any shows you need me to look up for you or anything?
I think I'm okay. I think I've got everything figured out, what shows I'm watching.
Okay, well, I mean, because, you know, The Whisper was moving around for a moment. That was freaky. No, but I mean, I'm just, like Wednesday nights isn't so bad. My bad night is gonna be Tuesday, then Sundays. Looking at the list.
Now, Carly, check this. It's a series with Jimmy Smith. I think he plays a judge. I wanted to check that out.
That looks good, doesn't it, Shirley?
Yeah, it does. And I just love him.
Is it on NBC?
Oh, it's on NBC. Okay, and what night?
I'm looking for it.
Rusty Awakens found in a warehouse.
What?
I'm reading spoilers off Arch, and it says Rusty Awakens found in the warehouse.
Oh, God.
Hey,
who cares? I know.
Boy, Jamie's on a roll on Twitter, too. Holy smokes. He writes, when spam gets needy, children become endangered species. If Jason forgets to pat her head, she might ram into a school bus.
Oh, is it called Human Target? No, that's on Fox.
Can you repeat that again, Bridget?
Oh, he's got a bunch of them. He goes, when spam gets needy, children become endangered species. If Jason forgets to pat her head, she might ram into a school bus. And then it says, spam has been tolerable. The last 6 months, please don't make her a needy mess again. It says, next she'll be parked on that couch for a year complaining. I can't watch her whine for another arc. And then he says, what happened to her PI gig? Sitting up there on the steps being all sad and weak again. Spam only works when she's dodging bullets.
That's funny. Yeah.
And then he says, I refuse to believe this girl came from one of Alexis Castine Davis, formerly known as Julia Wainwright's eggs.
Oh, brother.
Wow.
Holy smokes. And then he's slamming Nick, too. Great Prince Nicobor is on and sighing. Can he at least pretend to like being on a set?
He's a whore.
Wow. He is huge. I saw him today. I said, this guy is blowing up like a damn blimp.
Oh, my gosh. And then he said,
I mean, Steve is big in one way, but this dude is getting fat. He's just got this fat. I've never liked this. Got this fat face, the chin. Oh, my gosh.
And then he says, oh, go get your GED, you needy mess. Alexis should have made the mystery guy pull out.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, you guys, I have to take this call in a moment. So does everyone have everything they need? Because...
Wait, I got one more.
We need, like what? Need? What are you talking about? Need?
I'm taking another call. Do you want to get the popcorn silly?
Okay.
Wait,
oh,
I got to tell you one more.
Friend. Oh, okay.
Very good friend.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Carly's friend.
Okay, who is operating the switchboard?
I am
okay.
I've been on hold for like 10 years.
Okay, no, you haven't. You've been on. Oh, I do not want to interrupt silly talking. I wasn't going to do that. Then, yeah. Okay, you guys, we have 8 minutes remaining of the show tonight. And, oh, hi, Jay. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. How you doing?
Well, my stomach hurts. Because I did something stupid, but I don't want to. Okay, you guys, bad Big Macs. I don't care what anyone says. Big Macs are bad. I only have one, but like I tried to offset it tonight with the spinach salad later because, you know, I felt guilty for the Big Mac, so I had a nice spinach salad, but I was trying to offset the effects of the Big Mac. I don't know if I'd get offset it, but I'm just thinking, oh, and the Big Macs so small than they were like 10 years ago.
What are you talking? Okay, guys, what's going on?
McDonald's, the Big Macs, they are smaller than they were like.
No. You shouldn't be eating there anyway. You shouldn't be eating there. Carl.
Have you
seen 30 Days? Have you seen that?
Oh, my gosh, yes. You mean big, you mean not 3 days, but you're talking about the McDonald's one, Super Size Me, right?
No, the television show. The guy ate McDonald's for 30 days.
Yeah, he did a documentary on McDonald's. Yeah, he ate it every day for 30 days.
Yes. Well, you know what? Yeah,
Is he still alive?
I've watched that movie tons of times at work with the health class, and yeah, but it never stopped me. That didn't really stop me from wanting to go to McDonald's, but yeah.
Yeah, so I haven't.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask, where are we on our revolution? Where are we?
Okay, are we? You know what?
Well,
ask me
sorry?
Like in a week. No, the website is up.
No.
The website
revolution.
Is up.
The revolution. Where
revolution
are we?
Of,
and you know what?
Revolution with General Hospital. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm
yes.
too tired right now to work on the revolution day.
You're too tired. I thought you cared about it. So what happened?
I do care, basically. I mean, just a chest on my teeth.
I asked you to
name
five people to get rid of. You couldn't get past three. You couldn't
because my people do not count. So don't even go there with me tonight, okay?
Sorry?
I'm feisty. Go there with me tonight. I'm feisty, and I do name you five. You just did like the five names I named.
Okay, here we go. Okay, Carly, what's going on, man?
Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness.
You didn't name five. You didn't name five.
Oh, my word.
Yes, I did name five.
What were the five names you named then? What were they? Remember, Sam is not one. You can't pick her.
Yes, I can.
No.
Do not tell me what I can and cannot do.
Okay. Yes. Right. That other
I have
to
do my. No, I can't.
You know why you can't
but
get
can
the
I,
vibe?
No.
You love
you know what?
The way this show is now. You love
okay,
it.
Okay, you know what? I can announce that on another radio show last night, but
you said
I'm
what?
Not giving my. I'm not giving my mouth shut on my own show, and yeah, Sam does count. And Vamos in Boston, in my opinion, counts. Vincent Cook, in my opinion, counts. Yeah, so before you say my opinion doesn't count on the list.
Who said that?
I mean, this,
who said
okay,
that?
Okay, you said I couldn't name Sam, which is
like,
you're
question.
Wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong.
No.
That's the first person that needs to go, period. Besides Brian Pons.
Oh, gosh. So, guys, Shirley, Terry, the better half of radio, what's up?
What happened?
I said, what's up? What's good?
Oh, nothing much. I'm up there looking at, just finished looking at.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Nothing much, Jay. Same old, babe. What can I say?
On Jonah Hospital quite yet, but I don't know. Some of the stories, I mean, like the Robin and the Patrick.
Lisa thing is great. I'm
watching
right
now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, even the Brenda and Sunny scenes today were kind of interesting for me, even though I was never a big Brenda and Sunny fan, but there were what they were. How they were with each other today was kind of, I was even emotional watching it, but I don't know, I mean.
Watching it now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shirley. Shirley, is this correct?
Oh, my God.
Well, I tell
okay,
you, for the past couple of days, I've watched a couple of scenes, and I was curious as to see how Brenda and
right.
Sonny would interact. And like I said, out of all his pairings, like I told the girls before, she was my favorite for Sonny, you know, out of all the Carlys and what was his wife's name, Lily? And
Lily,
all that.
Yep.
To me, they had the best chemistry. Well, that was when the writing was good
right.
back then.
I
want to
know. I don't
that was
know.
When
I
the writing
you.
Was good
right.
back then, you know.
Right.
I mean, it was he was a different Sonny, you know. Uh-huh. But now the scene that I saw today.
I saw today
mm-hmm.
is that I hear my echo. I hear an echo. I hear myself talking. That's really freaking weird. He was telling her about why he was there, you know, that that
why was he there? Anyway.
Well, he skipped town, you know. He was they were going to arrest him for murder, you know. And but then he was glad that he got to see her. Now he tells her about all of his bad doings. You know how he killed. He shot two people, and one of the people that he shot was his son, and he shot him point blank in his chest. And the guy was he didn't have a gun. Okay. So she's trying, so she's saying that she couldn't believe that he would do such a thing. And then when she told him, or rather when he told her that he was his son, she sort of said, well, that must have been terrible for you, you know, after shooting the first
what?
Person to find out that's his son. I said, wait a minute. Whether it's his son or not, he shot a person, and the
okay.
person was, you know, he had no weapon, just shot him cold blank.
Right.
She
so
tried
wait,
to make
wait.
Excuses to him. I could not believe it. I could not believe.
Was it a stale scene? Was the scene stale?
Huh?
Was
what?
It stale? You haven't seen these two together in how many years?
It wasn't great. I mean, it was just nice.
Uh-huh.
It's just nice seeing them be nostalgic. I guess I just...
Okay, guys, we are going to be off feed in like 44 seconds. I just want to say thanks for everyone that called in. Come
no
back
problem.
On... Yeah, okay, bye. Come back on Monday and, yeah.
are you throwing us out of your house?
No. I just didn't want to... I was worried about the live feed because it's like 29 seconds. And I'm just going to be a polite little host, and Okay, Jay. Okay. I am really, really, really trying to be nice to you in this, you know.
What's the problem?
What's the problem? Oh, God, Jay, if I, like, had, like, a night to give you on the problem, but I won't tonight because...
Okay, here's a question for any of you. Have you guys talked to anyone on this show?
What do you mean, have we talked to anyone on the show about what?
Have you talked to anyone on this show, period, about this show and how it's being run? Do you get any inside scoop from any of the actors or anyone that has a position of authority at ABC? Have you guys talked to anyone? No. These guys are hiding.
How are we supposed to do this, Jay? How are we supposed to... I mean, does Carly call up and ask Steve, does he want to come on her show?
I mean, I
know she's all right.
A Rolodex there somewhere with someone's name on there and phone number.
Well, instantly, I have called Brian Fonda's office a couple of times, you guys. I've got hanged up on, but I called his office, and am I sorry that I've done that? No, I'm very happy that I did it.
You don't ever get to speak to him right now. Well, she did. Christy had the guy from Sid on the show last night.
Yeah. Go meet.
I didn't agree with a lot of things that he said. I didn't hear the show until this morning, but I said,
Well, you know, I like to bring fresh and new opinions because it gets kind of boring if we have the same person, like if we all disagree with each other all the time.
I understand that, Christy, but I'm saying I didn't agree. That's not to say that he shouldn't have come up, you know, of course, that's his opinion. But I was just stating that I didn't agree with, you know, some of the things he said, you know, that's all.
Like what? Let's discuss this.
Who was on the show?
I don't feel like going.
Richard Sims from ABC Soaps and Death.
Okay.
He writes for them.
He's coming. He's coming on this show sometime this fall.
On your show?
Yes.
Are you going to be Democratic? Never mind. Okay, fine. Guys, carry on.
Christy, when you can't say how good I was last night, will you just please for that? Please
say that, how good you were last night?
Yes.
You were very good. You were very patient. I know you wanted to say something like every 10 seconds, but I told you got to refrain.
I did refrain.
I keep it for a little while. Let it cook. Let it simmer.
Especially when he was talking about Carly on the show, I could hear you breathing really hard.
You were just dying to say something. Every time he spoke, you were like,
The whole point was I was good last night. I was really good. I mean, I did not go off like. I don't know. But I don't really want to go off tonight,
like
but
what?
I don't know if maybe it's the frosting in me that I have right before the show, because I made cupcakes, and then I made frosting, and by the way, if you want a good recipe for frosting, well, there's two people you can ask. There's Terry's cream cheese frosting, which is like the best. And there's my plain frosting, but I put a lot of vanilla in there. I put way too much vanilla in there, but it actually works. So, no, day tonight, I am not up for any political soap agenda questions. I mean, if you ask me next week, okay, I've been getting to bed for the last couple of weeks at like 4 o'clock in the morning. 5 o'clock in the morning.
This is my fault.
Okay, No, it's not.
That's why you
are
insane. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Okay, and if I could sleep 18 hours like Christy can, I would love that, but no.
Good Lord. All right, that's cool. You guys carry on. I'm here if you need
so,
me.
So, yeah. Oh, Terry, what time did you have to get off here?
I don't know. Probably soon. I'm going to get into the shower and everything.
I'm just brilliant. Yeah, okay. I'm in this. So, Jay, where are you and how is the weather treating you? Because here, summer has gone. Summer has faded. Summer has gone by.
Summer is still gone here, too. It was like I actually wore jeans today and needed a jacket or a sweater.
Not here.
Yeah.
I'm in New Orleans, y'all. It's hot, like, practically most of the year.
Hey, Christy, I'm on RTN, and I guess some people listened to your show last night. Some people were not liking what he had to say. You know, they were like, I was reading some comments about it.
Yeah, I was reading, too. Yeah, I was reading.
And it looked like somebody, like, untweeted the show or something, the liaison radio show, because she didn't like. I don't get that. I mean, you have to.
Well, nobody tweeted me to complain about it, at least not last night. I haven't checked today, but.
Okay, well.
Whatever. You know, if people want to complain, that's cool. At least they're listening. At least I have an opinion.
And then there's ones that weren't good, didn't want to listen because they didn't want to hear what had to be said. I didn't think it was that bad. I mean,
he's very respectful in his opinion, you know.
Yes.
He's just very respectful, and he has an opinion just like the rest of us do. And so if you don't, you know, particularly agree with it, that's fine. You don't have to, and you don't even have to listen to my show, but I want, you know, a different viewpoint sometimes.
So, like,
I have nothing to do with listening to your show.
I mean, is this guy a critic or what?
He's not. He's actually a really nice guy.
Yeah, he is a nice guy.
I think he's a really nice guy. I don't know if that's what everybody thought, but I thought he was really nice if you listen to the show.
I mean, what does he do, though? He just talks about shows, or, well, I mean, what? Who is he?
He talks about shows, taking the couples on General Hospital, and a bunch of different things.
And, okay, so what has he said that Carly is in disagreement with? I'm very curious.
Okay, you know what?
Well, why don't you answer that, Carly?
I don't want to go into it, do you know what I mean?
I think she really, after listening, I think she really kind of disagreed with him on the SmackDown part of it when she asked him about why we weren't on the cover or something. Mm-hmm. And I think she disagreed with him on the fact that he forgot.
That was sort of lame. You know, that was sort of lame.
I'm going to forget to put... The
a couple of things he said, he was being politically correct, and, you know, he didn't want to step on anybody's toes, you know.
There's
a couple of things that I do agree with him in terms of the fans, because people see what they want to see. I mean, everybody has their favorites, you know, and, you know, like... We are very passionate about, you know, Jason and Liz, and just like, you know, Jason fans, they're passionate about them. Now I can understand that. And then he stated that, you know, he's come across some, you know, nasty fans from both fan bases, which I can understand, because fans can be crazy.
That's an understatement. That's an understatement.
Crazy, I tell you.
These fans could be more than nasty.
Yeah, I mean, come on, yeah.
Liaison fans could be nasty, too. I mean,
fans could be nasty. Fans
can't
separate.
They can't seem to separate the actors from the characters. And
they take a little bit too
hard. Exactly. I think that's the problem.
Yeah, they get carried away with crap.
A lot of people are guilty of that, too.
I hate Jason and Sam, but I'm not going to go out of my way and send, like, hate mail or send something mean in the mail or
people,
something.
People do, though. People do.
And the thing is that they, and then they're mean to the actor on Twitter. You know, Steve was dealing with a lot of bad people on Twitter, and that's why he had to, like, unfollow people because of the fact that they were kind of not being nice to him on Twitter, and that's, you know, go ahead.
Oh, please. Who cares?
But you know what, Terry? I mean, if he put himself out there, now
Thank
he should know what's going to happen. Now, come on.
Thank
Steve,
you.
He is no fool. He is an actor. He's in the business.
My point is that, you know, there's some crazy fans out there that would do that, that would go on Twitter and disrespect the actor, and that's what I'm saying, that there's...
No, I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying Steve should have known better.
Yeah,
because
well...
Now, he knows what kind of fools come to his PAs, and then, you know, those are going to be the same nuts who are going to follow him in Twitter. They got these over-the-top fans, you know? And they're from both fan bases, you know.
I don't know what the deal with that was. I guess he was talking about why, I don't know what that whole thing was about, but I guess it had something to do with why he didn't have Kelly, or why he wasn't following Kelly Monaco on Twitter.
Oh, geez. Why does he have to follow? Oh,
boy. I know.
Does he have to follow her?
I know. And Jackie doesn't even have a Twitter. She has her husband do all the tweets because she knows how bad it can get out
Good
there.
Good for her. That's right. She's
yeah.
smart.
Yeah.
May I suggest something?
Yes.
What?
There needs to be an open forum with the fans talking about this show with castmates. That would be like a dream for you guys.
Yeah, there should be. Well, yeah.
I would be the judge. Sorry? What?
Well, you're saying with the fans and the what? Open forum with fans and who? With
and the cast and the producers and whoever's running that show.
Oh, really? Well,
good luck. And when is this moment?
Yeah, in our dreams, that would be wonderful.
I doubt that.
Yeah.
They don't want none. I can't see them doing that.
Isn't there kind of something like that on the ABC message board? Isn't that
yeah, they did that. They did on ABC.com. They did a feedback thing for a while, and they shut that down because so many liaison fans kept typing in, and then the J-Spam fans were arguing back and forth, so they just shut it down.
Right.
That's
what's gonna happen, you know.
That's terrible. I mean, it's so sad. And it's only make believe.
What happened there?
It's so sad because it's make believe and people are.
I know people.
Well,
really
it's supposed to be entertainment.
I'm just angry at the fact that. The show is not my only. I'm so sad with the way the show has become what it is. It's not about. It's not character driven anymore. It's plot driven, and there would be such. It would be such a great storyline if Liz and Jason could have so much story. They can, you know, people could come and threaten their lives. Yet Jason could protect her son. They could find ways around him protecting her. It doesn't have to be about the danger.
Why can't Liz help Michael out with his abuse storyline?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Great story. Look at Guiding Light. Look at what there was a mob story with Michelle and Danny. That was a very good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he was involved. His mother was involved with the mob, and he wanted to get out, but she wasn't trying to change him either. He knew that. He had to get out for himself, that he had to want to get out, you know, and everything. And that was a good storyline with that. And they had a child, and they finally ended up having a happy ending at the end because they got written out of the show, but, you know.
Well, the thing is, they need to do the research on mob, period, because mob families do not do this. Their families are wealthy. I'm serious.
They have grandkids, and they all have dinner on Thanksgiving. I mean, come on.
I mean, they don't go out and go shooting just anybody.
Bridget.
Oh, that's where you put that.
You know, plus. Come on. I mean, let's face it. We're so in love with Jason and his character.
The writers are biased towards certain couple, and you know they want this to be the way it is. They want Jason to be in the mob and not have his family. They want this adventure with Jason and Sam. They can't see him with the wife. Jason and Liz don't have to have a white picket fence. They don't have to write him like that. You know, they could write him, like you said, just do the research and write them in the real life mob. You know, they could bring reality into the mob, you know.
All they got to do is read some of this fanfic that I've been reading, boy. Some talented writers. Whereas they can show Jason, you know, being so conflicted between his mob life and his home life. I mean, there's so much stuff that they could be writing.
Fire all the writers that they have on the show and bring in regular people like us, the fanfic.
Right, there you go.
Actually know what romance is all about. We're the ones watching this crap.
Because we know more about our couples and what's going on. We seem to know about the history of the show more than the writers do, and the writers that are there now. I don't know if they're...
Terry, they have honestly admitted they do not remember what they write.
No wonder they're repeat
storylines with different couples, because they don't remember what they've written 2 weeks ago. I mean, seriously.
I have been reading posts where they say, okay, now they're going back in 2003 and 2000. I said, why are they going back?
They're saying the same dialogue just with the different couples.
Exact same
freaking dialogue between Nick and Liz, Jason and Spam,
Patrick and
Robin, Lisa and Patrick. I mean, the same shit is being said every year.
So, in other words, they're just flipping the page, and they're just writing out the names.
And they had to rip off a Fatal Attraction. They had to rip off a story that's already been out there, Fatal Attraction. They didn't think of anything.
Oh, yeah, they can't come up with anything original, so they have to rip off the film.
You couldn't write an original storyline for Jason for Patrick and Robin and Lisa. Maybe they could have. Instead of a Fatal Attraction, I'm sure they could have thought of something else.
Be that it may. That's probably the best storyline they have on the whole
world. It's the only storyline worth watching.
That's about the only storyline I'm enjoying right now on this show, but I mean, it seems like they're ripping off a lot of it from Fatal Attraction, which she found there was Emma's toy in that thing, whatever you call it, you know. What do you call that thing that she put it in? I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, the beaker. How original. How unoriginal is that? I mean, why didn't they just put a live rabbit in there?
I know. I mean, but they have...
could you imagine the backlash on that?
Oh, my God. Animal
endangerment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have gave them like a big,
I think the whole purpose of it is that Robin and Patrick to band together and I'm actually enjoying it going, you know, playing out, because I want to see Lisa's comeuppance with all this, because right now she's getting hands, and I can't, even Nicholas and is it Steve? Are catching on? They're seeing through her right now. Even Lucky, he knows that Robin's being gaslighted, but he needs to prove to Robin's not a suspect in this all. So hopefully,
Paul Leonard, Paul Leiden, and Webber come as the return is coming on over to
but I'm hoping that he's not going to play Todd, because I love Trevor Pinkston.
Oh,
that's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the guy that plays Simon on Adelaide. He's going to Ryan All. And who else is also going to Ryan All and Mara West to play the Crazy Diane person?
Well, you know what? I'm actually looking forward to that because I like Mara West. I wasn't a fan of Carlene Jack, but I like the character of Carly. And I'm actually looking forward to her as Diane. Maybe she'll hook up with Paul from the show. You know, the
actress.
They were together on Guys. They were together. They were kind of a couple on As We're Turn a little bit. You know.
Although I don't think Kaya is really dead. Something inside me is telling me she's not really dead because number one. We never saw the body. Okay, we are seeing the urn now. No, people, you first saw the body. You never saw the body.
Yeah,
you never saw the
doctors.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to confess to Marty because he came in and told her he needed somebody to talk to. And then, of course, Ross is going to mess with poor Todd and what's her butt now, because he's coming back. And I bet you it has something to do with that will that his brother had.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He switched the wills on Taya, and she signed the one he had written up and not the one she had written up.
So I wonder what it is. So is she, I guess, because she's going to go to Ross?
I think something like that. Because
really?
He's coming back.
God.
He's writing her some weird notes, and then she says, Dad, and I think Ross is coming back to wreak havoc on Danielle and Todd and everybody.
And you know what, Anne? I don't know how long he's staying because I heard a rumor that I thought Billy Warlock was going back to Days of Our Life.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm happy that Melissa Reeves is coming back to Days of Our Life. I am looking forward to that.
You know, I don't feel, with Soap today, I don't feel as excited about them anymore as I used to when I was younger. I used to buy the magazines all the time, you know, the Soap magazines. I used to kind of collect them. I'm not as excited anymore. Maybe sometimes
they're spending all this crud in there these days. It's like a bunch of baloney in there.
Yeah, I mean,
I just wanted to tell you guys all that I did not hang up on Zade. Zade gone from the Swiss boat, but I did not hang up on him. I swear.
I don't know, Carly.
He gets tired of listening to it, too, I'm sure. So he's with
sure.
had
I know.
Enough.
He right. He tuned this out. You can't blame him. What can you do?
Excuse me. I just burped it now. Sorry.
We didn't hear you.
Well, sorry anyway. No, but I just can't. I mean, like the Robin and like I said, I mean, the only thing I'm liking excited about is this Robin and Patrickson, and I'm just curious to see how it plays out, and I'm kind of curious as to how this Lucky and this being undercover is going to be.
He's
going to
get a new love interest, that Irish girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
It'd be kind of interesting to see how that plays out.
I was still kind of liking Lucky and Maxie, but, you know, the writers, what they're going to do whatever they want to do.
Who I liked was Lucky way back, but I don't know if Greg Vaughn was playing it or Jacob Young when Summer came in.
Oh, I remember that. I think it was Jacob Young's Lucky.
Okay, but I liked that Summer character. I'm like, dang, Elena, you killed her. I mean, she was supposed to kill Emily, but she killed Summer instead. And and remember, next week is the start of Oprah's goodbye season next week, I guess. Yeah, this is her last thingy.
Hurrah, her last hurrah or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe both.
I used to watch Oprah a long time ago, but
I know, me too.
I used to watch her all the time, but then after a while, I don't know, I lost interest.
Oh, I'm sick of Oprah. I haven't watched her in a long time. I'm sick of her. You know,
she's just to see who she has on for her last season. But she gets too, I don't know, she gets old.
She's power driven now.
Yeah.
You know, she wants to control everything. Yeah. And okay, she does some, you know, some good stuff, but then it's that control thing. You know, now she's gonna have her own television channel.
Yep.
After a while it's just about control,
money.
You know. And I mean, no, I don't even think it's money. The woman is a billionaire.
She's a billionaire. She could live off
control. Yep. She wants to control everything. She wants to have her own TV, you know, thing. She has her. Doesn't she have her thing on something on YouTube or something? And
well, she has her magazine, her old magazine.
She has does she have her radio show? She has a restaurant. I mean. Come on, and I think a lot of people just Oprah out. You know?
I feel dumb, you guys, because Bubba Rhodes, who, you know, came back yesterday, whatever, I did not know that when you have a heart transplant, you have pig in you or whatever. She said something about having a pig thing in her heart or something. Because she has a bypass or whatever, and I'm like, wow.
Even The View, I get tired of listening to all those women. They are so, I mean, I just get tired of listening to them. I haven't watched them in a long time either.
I keep up The View every once in a while.
I used to like Phil Donahue. Me and my mom.
I did
to,
too.
Me and my mom used to watch Phil all the time. You know, I don't know. He would, huh?
Oh, no. Bridget?
Yes?
Truly?
Yes?
Truly got cut off then, but I didn't do anything.
Well, it sounds like it's Blog Talk.
Yeah. It's 10:30 here, so it should be starting to shut down here shortly.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to get off because I'm going to go get into the shower. I'm going to go. I have to go to, you know, I won't have to get up that early, but, you know, so I'll call you.
I'm tired, too. I've been on the bus all day, and I'm exhausted.
Call me all the time.
All right, bye.
Bye, Christy.
I'm here.
Okay. So with everything going okay with the whole school bus thing and everything?
Oh, yeah, it's just I was on a trip all day, and being with high school kids, I'm just drained. And it's hot today, and I'm just tired.
Well, my nephew took the bus for the first time this year because he started, preschool started back late, and he was so nervous about getting on the bus. And I'm like, don't worry, the bus driver will be nice. And he goes, what if they forget about me? And I'm like, no, bus drivers always look all around to make sure all the kids are off the bus before they go to another school or anything. So I was so proud of myself. I kind of learned that from you. So I'm like, I was so proud of myself.
the first time they ride, it's a little scary, but they get used to it.
But you've been back a month, right?
We started. It'll be a month next week, I think. A week, the 23rd of September. Yeah, we've been here almost a month. Yeah, full swing.
I mean, Terry goes back tomorrow. A lot of people here are going back, but there's like two school districts are on strike here.
Oh, geez.
Every year there's always a school that is on strike.
Huh. But we get out early, too. We get out like the last week of May, so.
Which is nice. I mean,
it is.
I don't, but I don't know how people like in Arizona go back so early, but they must have air conditioners in the classroom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, they have to for over 100 degree weather. They've got to have air conditioning or something. That's just too hot for kids.
Well, yeah, but, and Christy, you were saying the weather is hot there, and it's still, you
guys. It's always freaking hot here. It's not going to get, it's not going to cool down until November.
Oh, my gosh. What about your brother? Is it cooling down where you are now?
It's 59 degrees right now. I mean, it's frosted a couple times on the truck, but it was in the mid-80s today. It was really hot today.
It's 82 degrees here right now, and it's 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
And it's 82% humidity.
It's gotten down to 30 degrees, which is pretty cool. I mean, it's you can tell it's starting, the weather's changing. The trees are changing.
I'm just hoping we don't have about 2 weeks of snow like we did the year before last. That is just, you know, but people are predicting snow again for sure. I'm like,
Yeah. We're starting to get snow in the mountains, but it's been raining off and on here, and it usually doesn't start snowing down here till probably October.
So. Yeah, the earliest we've ever had snow here was like November 18th.
Yeah.
Right, like a week before Thanksgiving. And yeah. I'm like, you know, but I just hope it doesn't snow for like 2 weeks. And so, and remember everyone, even though we are not on the live feed, Christy has a show on Friday night at 7:00 Pacific. And other times it would be like 9:00, but you guys should all tune in.
9:00
is
all.
Yeah, because you guys should like tune in to hear all of us.
And Ryan is going to be on again. And Ryan hasn't been on the show in a while, and I'd like to, you know, talk to him a little bit more because he's been kind of on the JSAM radio a bit more because he's a JSAM and liaison fan, so. A lot of people don't like him, but I don't really care. I'm sorry. I'm the host, and I'm going to put on who I want to put on. So, but Ryan's coming on again. He's really nice, though. I think he's a really nice guy. So we'll have him on the show from Soap Opera Source, so that'll be good. And he does it in his own for anybody for that.
Yeah, that will be good. And then I just saw the new cover of CBS Soaps, and it's Billy and Victoria, and I hope they get married, because if they don't, I will be one unhappy people. I'm going to, like, want to go to LA and yell.
I just want to know what's up Victor Slee, that he's going to, how he's going to stop this. He is such a control freak. It's like, gosh, man, give it up. They're adults. Let them,
You know what? I'm very powerful about Nikki because Nikki's being supportive, even though when she really thinks about it,
if you look at Victor, he is never supporting unless it's good for him.
Never
supports any of his kids unless it benefits Victor. That is the only time he ever gives them any praise is when it makes him look good. When it looks bad, that's when he pulls all his crap.
Yeah, I agree with you because it's kind of funny when they do get married. I feel sorry for Nikki because she will be related to Jill. And they who did not get along. Am I wrong on that, though?
Not really because of Catherine. Because Catherine always considered her as their best friend. So she basically thinks that she's family. What's her butt? She can't stand that.
and you know, but you know, but is Zach being an idiot too? I mean, because
Jack's,
you know,
always out for himself too, though. Him and Victor are perfect for each other because all they're out for is themselves. If it's not benefiting them, they'll screw their own family to get what they want. I mean, look what he's doing to Abby. I mean, he's putting Abby in that situation. He put his sister's daughter in that situation, and she died. I mean, the guy has no couth about anything. He will sell his own father down the river just to get what he wants.
Oh, and did you hear what happened in Deidre Hall?
No.
Some former fan club president, they are suing each other.
Who's suing each other?
Deidre Hall sued a former fan club president.
Really?
That's pretty crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, because I guess he took some money or whatever, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
Oh, funny, isn't it?
Hey, I like your email that you just sent out, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I put that on Twitter, too, and I'm like, I'm going to email this, too.
Okay, so Friday is you show, and then we'll be back here on Monday talking True Blood and, you know, and I'm upset because Wiki Blue goes off the air on Thursday night for their season finale. Okay. Ready? So, yeah, but have fun driving the bus in the morning.
I will. We only got two more days since Labor Day weekend. We only had a 4-day week this week.
You
so
know,
like
all day I thought it was Tuesday, and then someone tweeted me, are you having a show? And I'm like, why would I have a show? It's Tuesday. And they go, no, it's Wednesday. I'm like, oh. So, Layla, you know, because, Layla, you know, even though I knew you had your show last night, Chris, I just took it like, okay, it's Tuesday, it's not Wednesday, and,
I had a show on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, but, Christy didn't do anything for Labor Day.
No, I just slept all day. That was fun. I slept for 18 hours, which is probably a really bad idea. I will never be doing that again. That was really bad.
But like you saw on Facebook, sleep is like a drug.
Yeah, I love that. It is. Like, it turns into a drug, and then your body becomes addicted to it, and then it doesn't want to get up. So then you just sleep all day, which is not really good. But, you know, I don't have anything else to do, so I just sleep. It's my escape. My sleep is my escape, besides role-playing.
We all need our escapes, and, you know, too bad when you go shopping, you can't totally go shopping and much as you want, because that's my escape sometimes, but then I feel bad that I spend way too much money, so I try not to go shopping that much.
Yeah, I have my little retail therapy, too. I just bought me a new fossil purse yesterday because I was pissed off. I'm like, I hate life. I have no job. Let me just go buy something to make myself feel better. So I went and bought something I didn't plan on buying, but I don't care.
Remember what I told you when I go to Walmart and Target, it's a bad day. It's a great day for retail, but it's a bad day for me.
Because
things are so inexpensive, and you go, oh, I need this, you put in your cart. Oh, this looks cute. Brenda, do you like to go shopping, or do you not like to go shopping?
I'm not much. I mean, if I'll shop for something I need, or every once in a while I see something I like, but I'm not really a shopper. It's just pointless to me. If I don't need it, I don't get it. That's just the way I am.
Well, that's good. I wish I had your philosophy, but... I really think shopping is inherited because my grandma did it and then my mom passed it down to us. Yeah, so yeah, I feel like it is like an addition, a bad addition. So, alrighty, so have a good night, you guys, and Christy, don't stay up too late while playing.
Yeah, I'm not, no. 2-3 the latest, and I'm going to sleep somehow. Of course, I don't have my medication to do that, but that's okay. I'll figure it out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, everyone's charging like $40. $40 or more for 30 days of Ambien, and this is the generic brand. And I'm like, this is bull, because I don't have insurance. My insurance will reimburse me, supposedly, for my medication, but I have to pay up front and send it in a claim, and it's just a pain in the butt, so I don't really like to do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, that, you know, that is bad, but, you know, it's not like it's your fault at all.
Yeah. It'd be really nice to have health insurance that actually pays for my medication. That'd be great.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, I was just going to say, just take a Benadryl. That might knock you out.
Yeah, my friend said Tylenol PM, and then my roommate's like, no, don't do that. And I'm like, okay, what do I do then?
Why
I don't
not
know. I really miss my Ambien, though, because my Ambien is like 15 to 20 minutes guaranteed I'll be knocked out. Great. Fabulous.
You are listening to Daytime After Dark people talking about the best way to go to sleep. And it's not recommended.
It don't take me long to go to sleep. I don't even think I hit the pillow when I'm out.
It's not like that. It takes a little more for me because my brain won't shut the hell off. And I'm like, I'm tired. Go to sleep, brain. Now, let's think about what we have to do tomorrow. Let's think about my life. Let's think about how I don't have a job for 5 hours and then I don't go to sleep. It's horrible.
Well, you know, I just want to say I love my mattress. I don't think I've ever loved anything more in my apartment than my mattress. I am sleeping on the softest mattress in the whole world. You know what I mean? No, because I will never sleep on a hard bed again. I decide hard mattresses are mean. So, yes. Okay, well, Christy, if you cannot fall asleep, you can always text me. I will give you another sleeping idea.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
There's the case you needed. Because I have like a handbook. I made my own handbook of 20 ways to get to sleep. Okay, I was up late when I was bored and I wrote it. But my mom told me I cannot sell publishing online because it could get me in trouble with some of the things I wrote, so yeah. Okay, good. Well, it's midnight where you are at, or is it 1 o'clock now?
It's 11:43 here.
Okay, and it's 9:43. Are we an hour apart, or you at the same time visit?
What's that? Yeah, it's 10:45 right now here.
Okay, well, good night, girls. We will be talking probably on Friday and Monday.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, night, you guys.
Night.
Okay. Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Bye.
Bye.